Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in once again Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinic. So good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Today we're going to be talking about vaccines and testing, but it's mostly good news, right?
Mostly good news, certainly. So we want to make sure everybody knows that now testing is open to anyone 16 and older who's interested. Vaccination is open to anyone 16 and older who is interested in getting a vaccine. For 16 and 17-year-olds, we will require parental consent to administer the vaccine, but we will be having Pfizer next week, so we will be able to vaccinate anyone 16 and older who contacts us or is already on our waiting list. So we know we have first dose, at least 300 doses coming. I'm currently working with the school districts and some local churches to see if we can bring vaccine to them. And maybe we can get our senior class vaccinated and have a somewhat normal graduation this year. It'd be really great if we could get them and their families all vaccinated in the upcoming weeks.
Do we have any statistics about the percentage of eligible people in Mendocino County who've been vaccinated yet? I'm sure that number is going to go up pretty quickly now that the age limit has dropped down so far.
Yeah, the last time that I heard, we were over 40%. I think at 41% had had at least one vaccine, and somewhere in the 30% range had been fully vaccinated. So we've been doing really well in getting that second dose to people. And now that we're seeing first doses come through again, and the eligibility criteria have just totally opened up, I'm hoping that we'll climb rather quickly. Of course, we'd like to hit that 80% to get to herd immunity, and we want to make sure that everybody has good information about the vaccines and understands just how important it is to be vaccinated. As we know, Johnson & Johnson has been put on pause across the country, and we are just awaiting the review from the FDA and the CDC, and hoping that that will just take hopefully just a couple of weeks, and then we can see how to move forward. It may be that it becomes restricted to certain age groups, or that there are restrictions on who shouldn't be getting it or recommendations, but we'll just have to wait to see what the research shows. And please remember that the incidence of the blood clots that were reported here is less than 1%. It's 1 in 1,000,000. It's much less than 1%. It's 1 in 1,000,000. So hopefully they will have findings and let us know how to proceed with that particular vaccine. But we don't want that to discourage people from getting vaccinated as soon as it's available to them.
Nor to discourage people from continuing to take precautions like masking when you go into stores and things like that.
Exactly. That's still really important because we know there are variants out there. And we know that the variants are more contagious than the original COVID-19 virus. So masking, physical distancing, and hand sanitization is still very, very important, as is testing, because we, even though we're fully vaccinated, we should still be testing at least once a month. We have testing here on Wednesday mornings and Thursday afternoons. It's completely free of charge. Just come through, make an appointment, and come through our drive-through testing. Results are back in just a few days, 3 to 4 days. And if you come up with a positive and we do a second test to verify that it is positive, sometimes those are really investigated to see if it is a different kind of variant. It's important to still be looking at testing as part of our strategy in combating this virus.
All right. Anything else, Lucretia?
No, that's about it for me this week. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks to everyone out there listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.